They don't just sort of form out of water vapor. They actually condense on a little particle. And so as we, as humans, put more and more particles into the atmosphere, we're making more and more sites on which clouds form.
Well, it turns out that even though clouds are ubiquitous and found everywhere on Earth, there's still a lot we don't know about them. Sometimes the best way to actually understand what's going on is to go straight into the middle of them. So I decided to start talking to a bunch of cloud scientists about this, and well, one of the first things you learn talking to cloud scientists is they really love clouds.
It is amazing how much science you can do just by looking at clouds.
The Asperitas cloud, it looks like crazy waves, as if you're beneath the sea, snorkeling, and you're looking up on a really rough and turbulent day.